What's up, bitches? No,
Oh.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Tactical Buffaloes podcast. This is episode 12, 11, 29. I don't really know anymore. But anyway, we got four of the boys here, including myself. Sadly, not all of us were able to make it to this one. It's going to be a good one, guys, though. So you guys want to do your roll call real quick?
What's up, bitches? It's Big Bad here. I'm going to try and keep this as entertaining as possible while maybe being sober, but probably not.
It's Military Scissors or Connell. I'm going to stay sober, too.
And it's your boy, Matt.
It's Sassy's Raiders, and I would like to have you guys know that I now have Fed simping for me.
Anyway, should we get right into it, boys?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you all know the idea that everybody has, the state of Appalachia, the fucking Camel Mountain, and the stupid idea that I came up with, the Liberty County. But, well, just kind of a free state, not per se a free state, but maybe 300 acres of land, a bunch of people living on it, being self-reliant, working the land. But, you know, then we always run into the problem of the government won't like that, so we're all going to die. But I think we can go about it in a way that we won't end up Waco Part 2. But can I hear some of y'all's thoughts on it before I get into it?
I mean, get into it before I start giving you my thoughts, just so I can hear more about your ideas.
In theory, I think it's an amazing idea, and I think that it might be one of the better solutions to our state problem. If we could somehow find a way to just avoid them, we wouldn't have to really do anything. Like, we wouldn't have to change the system because we could just get outside of it.
Yeah,
obviously,
exactly.
There's the problem of, you know, Waco Part 2, or like, at how much would we still be fucked around by them? Like, would we just be like, fuck it, we're gonna have machine guns and grow weed? Or would we still, like, have their dick a little bit up our ass and, like, follow the rules to some extent?
Yeah.
It kind of just depends.
That's true.
Also, I would be concerned about if we did, like, secede in a way, if they were like, all right, you guys can play over there, but you can't, like, come back. And then we just get blacklisted from regular America. And, oh, what's the word? Like, if they cut off our food, if they sieged us, you know, stuff like that.
Thing is, if we're self-reliant and we do grow our own shit and have our own cattle, I mean, they can't do that unless they poison our water system.
Right. We'd still want product shipped in, though. Like, we'd still want to have interaction with everyone else. Because, you know, we need to get ammo and shit like that.
We couldn't be 100% self-reliant.
Right.
That's
we
what
could
the goal
be self-sufficient, but not, we'd have to still be in contact and working with the outside world.
And I think the best way to do that would be if we actually brought businesses in. If we had, like, Hoplite for starters, or, like, some ammo manufacturers, maybe some, like, farms or people like that. Shit. You know,
you
like, just bring in some businesses.
You think they'd get blacklisted as well?
It'd be hard to
say. It's a possibility.
Yeah, definitely.
Everything's a possibility at this point.
So, okay, just to kind of give some background on the whole situation, what we're talking about is, and Matt kind of did a good job of explaining it very briefly, but the free state or free county project, free county idea that I don't want to say we started it, because there's probably somebody that had this fucking concept before us and probably tried to get a foothold, but I remember being brought up on the E-Militia podcast, the Free State Project, which was essentially go to a low populated state, which, if I remember, it was Vermont or New Hampshire or something, and just fill it full of libertarians and then pretty much outvote people by just mass population change. You know, so you move it, say there's 500,000 people, or just for even numbers, because I don't want to piss off anybody that lives in Vermont or New Hampshire, but I don't know your fucking state statistics, so back off. Say there's 500,000 people that live there, right?
Vermont has 623,000.
How close for?
You weren't too far off.
Any idea?
No, that's okay. Impressive.
So let's just round that down to 500,000. So, say we move in another 200,000-300,000 libertarians, like, which, if I understand correctly, is probably the majority of like registered libertarians, because I don't think there's very fucking many of them. But anyway, say that they move there, then that just swayed the entire voting pool that way. You know, a third would essentially be a third.
Really?
Bless you.
Sorry.
I mean, I enjoy the idea, but I think a whole state is much too ambitious. The amount of people that are actually going to be willing.
That's what I was getting at was that was the idea. You move a mass populace to a certain area to change the population, the voting pool of who, what type of people are voting for certain policies. And then that change is able to, that's able to change the policies themselves. So what Matt and I kind of talked about, or what I brought up, or I don't remember the chain of events, but I think Matt brought it up and I was like, yeah, this idea here, here, and here, was like, why don't we scale that down to like a county size? Because as much as we all hate the federal government, the most interaction with government you have on a daily basis is at like the local and county level.
Right.
Realistically, think about it. Like, unless somebody in your county is enforcing said rules by the that are set by the federal government, you don't, nothing they do really affects you. You know? So like, oh, the federal government changed the cigarette age to 21. Well, guess what? If the county doesn't enforce it, it doesn't fucking matter. You know, they can change it to 50, and if nobody enforces it, it doesn't make a difference. You know? So that's where I think, like, if you're able to have a mass populace of volunteerists move to a county, a relative low population county, for size-wise, you know, say there's, like, a square mile per person or something crazy like that. Then you could swing the vote very easily one direction. And then say your county sheriff is elected instead of appointed, then you could elect the county sheriff that you want. And is
BCR for sheriff.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you'd elect BCR for sheriff, you know, and then you could have like your, even on a more localized level than that, you could have your city, you could have your city council, your city commissioners, stuff like that on the same side as you. So then the legislation that goes along with your ideals gets passed. You know, you could have, you know, you could decrease state, or not necessarily state, but you could decrease local taxes. You could defund certain things that you don't see helping or, you know, being worth it. But then also, this is where I'm going to put the caveat in. This is all hypothetical and in Minecraft, but you could, in theory, subvert the state by using it to your
advantage.
We're
not trying to organize the masses whatsoever, no.
You could, in theory, make machine guns and NFA items. And if the fucking county sheriff isn't going to enforce it,
right,
you're fine. But then also, because sheriff's departments and police departments get federal grants to buy shit, you could use said federal grants to buy armored vehicles, more militarized, you know, hardware that the
city
should be able to loan anyway. Connell, what's up?
So I found, I'm doing some research, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. If you have more to say, keep going. But there's a county in Nebraska that has a population of 745 people, and it's actually really pretty.
We also got to think about water supplies, shit like that, just in case we do get cut off. Like, is the land fertile?
There's pictures. So a lot of cattle farming looks like out here. It looks pretty rural. Just look it up. But, it's called Banner County.
How do you spell that?
B-A-N-N-E-R. And it's in Nebraska. But if we could find somewhere like that, you know, that has like less than 1,000 people and it's pretty, just really rural, we could just start building houses and.
That'd be real fucking easy.
Right. You know, just.
70, just how many people? 700?
745.
That kind of reminds me of the Davidians. I mean, their county sheriff didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah, but it was when the Fed stepped in is when it got fucking pretty fucky.
Yeah, so if we can keep it low key, then it could work. You know?
I think I have a solution if we do run into anything like the Brian. Were you gonna say something?
Yeah, I kind of got some interesting news about Banner County.
Okay,
that's real close to Wyoming and pretty close to Colorado.
Right.
Anyway, not to like. Do suggestions, but Connell just like you said, he did some quick research on like, hey, this is a decent sized county with 750 people in it.
Yeah,
so, but yeah, get something similar to that. And realistically, it could be anywhere. But
right,
I mean,
Matt or Sassy, you had something to say?
Yeah. Well, if we do have a problem with the ATF or the fucking FBI or anything, I mean. I feel like social media is a big presence in that, and we can also contact politicians very easily that would have a big problem with somebody going in and fucking up somebody's lives and killing us over essentially wanting to be left alone to our own means.
Well, how did the Davidians get noticed?
His first marriage was with a 14-year-old. That's how they kind of started getting... justification to start investigating them, and then something about hand grenades too, I believe.
Okay.
To like go off, I guess your guys's question of like, what would we do if we got what would happen if this county and their actions got onto the federal radar? That's where I was going with like the using federal grants to get. Armored vehicles and stuff like that of, hey, guess what? We have the sheriff and all the deputies on our side. So now we have equal firepower of the federal government, unless they do go like full Waco and bring tanks and shit. But
yeah, I mean, not to mention everybody would be armed.
Right. Yeah. Everybody be armed with whatever the fuck they wanted to do.
You know? I think this is very much possible. It's just getting the people motivated enough to actually do it. Cause it's a big risk.
It's a big risk, but then it's also a big change too. I think I was talking to you, Matt, earlier this week about it, and I said my biggest holdup is moving. That's it. My biggest holdup is where I'm at right now. It's where my job is. It's where I've grown up. It's where my family is. You know, I don't. For some people, moving across the country is not a big deal, but for me, moving across the country in order to accomplish something would be it's gonna make me sound like a bitch, but it'd be detrimental to the rest of my life, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
It's uprooting your life,
right? It's drastically uprooting. It's you know, my entire family's here. My family's been here since they came to the United States back in the late 1860s. You know, like my dad can point to every single farm that our family or relatives have been on in this area. And I'm just like, holy fuck. And then me go move to this. You know, me go move to a county out in Nebraska. They'd be like, hey guys, it's just me chilling. Yeah. Cool. And then also, what would be the risk of leaving, you know, to come back to where my family is? The risk of me leaving and then something happening, or, you know, me getting arrested for X, Y, and Z reasons because I left. You know, that's that county would essentially become a sanctuary if we got on anybody's radar. If it right. got on anybody's radar. So
no, it would definitely be on somebody's radar. I mean, we've started this sure. through on social media, so we're already drawing attention.
There would be ways we could go about it that we could prevent that if we say 50 of us move to the place in Nebraska. Brian buys like a massive cattle farm. You know, we all buy land around that, and we primarily just like farm and do shit like that, and just kind of live out in the country with like minimal interaction with people, minimal interaction on social media, and that's we have to keep it pretty low. Decently low key on like Instagram and stuff, but if we're all just like living out in the country, just raising cattle and farming and shit, you know, no one's really gonna bat much of an eyelash. Right.
But
now if we started like making threats and like building an army and posting about it and shit like that, then that'd be a different story.
And there's gonna be some people that are like, oh yeah, we're having an army, we're gonna separate from the union, we're gonna start a war. No, man.
Right. We'd have to have some sort of screening process and like agreement. You know. Exactly.
Right, and Matt, it's like you posted today. The ultimate Boogaloo side quest is build a cabin in the woods to raise your chickens and have a mm-hmm. family.
Yeah, and that's what this would be, except we'd have strength in numbers, you know. Right, if someone came to fuck with us, we'd all be there for each other.
That's all we want is just to like grow old and happy and have people leave us the fuck alone.
Right.
Yeah. When it comes down to it, I mean, that's what my belief system involves around, is just wanting to be left the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Do what I want.
You know, as long as you're with anyone else, you can do whatever you want.
I feel like we're getting too much positivity in here. Can somebody criticize this, please?
Matt, you're a fucking idiot.
What?
I'm sorry, that was mean.
Oh, no. I said earlier, criticism leads to better ideas.
Yeah,
I think
Sassy, go ahead.
No, sorry, go ahead, Brian.
Fucking Christ, I swear all of you guys are from Minnesota. So what would be the biggest, I guess, hold up you guys would see other than the move?
Sustainability. So I guess the way I think this would be the most plausible is we have someone who's like fucking not necessarily rich, but they can buy up like a farm and they can like create some jobs and like some immediate sustainability for us, just kind of like an assurance. And then once we get kind of settled in, we can always branch out. But if we had like a rich person, you know, buy up like a massive few thousand acre cattle farm, we could all raise beef and shit like that. But
right, you'd want to have a proprietor.
Yeah, having money is basically the biggest concern, you know, because we'd all have to build houses. We'd have to build most everything there, you know. We'd have to build our own, like, small grocery stores until bigger things could have brought in.
Well, that's not if we take over the entire county. Or, hell, maybe not even a county, maybe a town. This is all hypothetical at this point.
We'd have to start out somewhere, though, you know. And if we're trying to...
That'd be the benefit of using the system to subvert itself of all we'd have to do is move to said low population county, find jobs, and then just start building it from there. We don't need necessarily a proprietor to help us fund this. It would definitely help, but we don't need it.
If we wanted to do it to the full system immediately, where we just like get land outside of the town and like, you know, start building houses and like build a ranch and like building a farm, then we would need something like that. Or
usually you don't have to build all the systems and shit. Usually it's an old rancher who's selling out. So, I mean, we wouldn't even have to worry about building barns or working facilities. Usually.
Right. We could. Yeah. And it would totally depend, I guess, on if that stuff was there, but having like money to fall back on or like a guaranteed job, you know, would definitely make things.
I mean,
it'd make things easier. It'd make making that decision easier too, you know.
But then again, I mean, when could we do this? I mean, we got to get enough traction under our feet to start looking at locations and things like that.
Right. But,
I mean, I have to wait a couple years because I still have to graduate from college and get my degree in agriculture, which would help a lot in this situation. Anyway. Yeah. But within 2-3 years, I'd say I'm definitely down. I have to take care of some things first in order to get to that point.
Well, it might take that long to organize, too.
That's true. I mean, we have, 55 people in the Discord so far?
Yeah.
Right, that's quite a few. I mean, even that, that'd be one hell of a population swing in an area.
Right, especially when there's only 700 people there.
Actually mistaken. We grew. It's 72 now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we'd have a tenth of the population already.
No, but even that's a good start. I mean, 20 of them might be feds, but...
Yeah, I mean, not to get ahead of yourself there, Matt, but you're also assuming that all 70 of those people would be 100% down to uproot their lives and go...
No, I know they won't, but I'm just saying that people are interested in the idea. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
I think my biggest concern with the whole deal is the reaction from the state and the federal levels and just how careful we would have to be just to not provoke. And even if we do everything right and cross our T's and dot our I's, we still might get unwanted attention.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee it's going to draw media attention. I mean, if you have this county that's trying to be independent for the most part, it's going to draw the news stations and social media. So we're not going to be out of the eyes of the public whatsoever.
We just have to avoid that, though. And I think it's possible, you know, if everything is done subtly, then no one's going to bat. No one's going to question anything. Especially if everything looks normal on the outside. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Up until the state police or the state troopers try to pull somebody over in the county.
Yeah, and I think at that point we just have to go along with it and be like, oh yeah, we'll
do that. I'll totally pay this.
Right, and then we'd give your money back, or we'd be like, yeah, we don't really give a fuck. We'd like,
just,
you know,
turn their Xbox on.
my one on in the background. But like, okay. We'd have control of the courts. We'd have control of the courts. We'd have control of everything, you know.
Honestly, so, like, it's possible, but it'll just take time in order to gain control. Yeah.
And as long as nothing looked janky on the outside, then nobody would question it. Especially with a population that low. Like, the feds are not looking at that county. The amount of revenue that's being brought in by it is so absolutely minuscule.
I mean, that, but if you see a mass influx of people moving to one area, they're gonna like, oh, what's that? Or they're not even gonna give a fuck.
Right. Well, yeah. I don't think anyone
would
notice.
Be willing to bet they're not going to give a shit.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever going
to
notice.
Up until there's a reason for them to, you know, there's no reason for them. They just be like, that's weird. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Whose dog can we shoot today?
Yeah, not mine. That kind of information doesn't get. That doesn't go to the ATF. You know, it's just some guy in an office who sees that and then just thinks,
that's who's
man.
Watching our podcast right now.
Yeah.
They're listening to it anyway.
Right.
In an office.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not like the cops who see like population and stuff like that.
Well, it's,
you know, they only get sent out if something ends up being like super janky, but I don't think that would happen unless we start fucking up pretty bad.
See, but how do you think the reaction would go if somebody did get arrested in there? And like, of course, there would be an uproar. Things
it would,
like that.
It would heavily depend on what it was for.
Let's say marijuana.
I think we'd be smart enough to know just to let it be, because we have so much influence over that as a county. You know, like we control the jails, we control the courts.
It would.
The county courts, at least, you know.
Yeah, of course. But I'm thinking one of our people goes outside the borders and then gets caught doing something fucking stupid they're not supposed to be doing outside.
Gets a possession charge or something.
I mean, like, do we interfere or do we just let it happen? Because I guarantee there's going to be people who want to do something. I mean, I don't think we should. That person fucked up.
I mean, yeah, if you leave, I think everyone would be in the knowledge, like, aware that if you leave the county and you get fucked up, like, we can't do anything about it. You know, it's not that we're not going to help you. It's just that they would be aware of that. Like, we can't sacrifice everything just because you did something that you know it's you shouldn't really do.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, man. No, but it excites me that this could one day be reality.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's my favorite part about it is it's crazy simple to pull off.
Right.
Realistically.
And if you guys are worried about, like, the population shift, all we have to do is get, like, one guy to buy a massive amount of land, and we all just build houses on that, and it's only one piece of property, you know?
Or, and then there's, who's going to buy that? I don't know. We don't have any rich friends.
Pool our money together.
Right. See, that's what I had originally, but then he's going to be like, no, socialism. Do you want to get it done or not, man?
It's not. All, I don't know, relevant. The fact that you're voluntarily giving your money to something is different than saying, hey, guess what? So the majority of everybody agreed on this, so tough shit. You have to do it anyway.
I know, but there's always going to be that one guy like, oh, no, I can't do that, dude. If you want a better world...
Then they don't have to. Then that just means that whatever the result of it is, they don't get as much as the rest of... it'd be percentage-wise. Say...
Or just don't bring them around.
Yeah, or if that's... Yeah, it'd be... We could do... It could be a buy-in for that initial property investment, you know?
Yeah.
Which, if I don't know, I'd have to fucking...
Or we could have, like, or you could, like, have you work for that person for so long to pay off your debt.
Indentured servitude?
just like a work loan. Not a work loan, but, like, if I was...
exactly what I said, but with extra steps.
Yeah. But, like, if I was short on cash and I was like, hey, Brian, will you cover my fee? And then I'll work for you for like however long until I pay it off, you know? I think stuff like that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I understand that. But
yeah,
I like this talk so far. It's been really interesting.
I think we'll have to settle on a place. If you want to get serious about it, we'll have to actually start.
No, yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about it after we stop recording.
Yeah, that'll be
the biggest thing we need to avoid right now is like getting too dead set on a specific location,
like, right?
At the very current moment, because everything's so much up in the air. Like, if we were to get say 80 people that were all from one state. In this idea, in this movement, it would make the most sense that that would be the place to focus on, depending on said state.
Yeah. You know,
if it was like 60% of the group was from California, well, guess what? We're not moving there.
Yeah.
You know, whereas if... And God forbid I'm about to say this. If the majority of the people are from Texas, that might not be a bad option. But also, we have to keep in mind that Texas isn't as badass as it once was.
I'd be weird about Texas.
Sorry, yeah, Sassy. I think
no, I'm not from here, so I'm not offended.
Oh,
but
that's right.
It's just we're supposed to swing blue this election, so it's just going to keep getting worse.
Yeah,
I think this is very Republican conservative, so take that for what it's worth, you know.
So
I would want to go Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, even Kansas. I don't like Kansas.
Montana, mountain,
like Minnesota, somewhere where we could wait, like the Dakotas.
What about Colorado?
Dakotas are nice, except for the majority of them. like having spent multiple summers out there.
Where?
in the Dakotas.
Oh, okay.
They're fucking empty.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of a good thing, though, isn't it?
That's
no. No, no, no. When it's windy for days.
Oh, I know what that feels like. You guys should come to Kansas. If you want to complain about wind, come to Kansas. Yeah.
If you guys have seen Dancing with Wolves, that was filmed in South Dakota, and it is that fucking empty. Same thing with most of North Dakota. It's fucking empty. But I'm just going to, I don't know. You guys keep chatting here. I'm going to do a rough search because now my wheels are spinning on acreage and land and whatnot. So
y'all keep
chime in.
Exactly. Say any more locations right now on the podcast.
Yeah. Sounds good. No, I just want to like, so what are, I don't know. You guys list off some things that would be like important.
Water, fertile land, grazing land.
Yeah.
What? Sustainability. Make sure there's not a bunch of rocks in the soil so we can plow. Things like that.
Yeah.
Probably something with a well, so our only source of water isn't a creek or a fucking river or something like that. That way it can't be poisoned.
Maybe quite a bit ways off from everything else, you know, somewhere kind of out in the boonies.
Yeah,
we want to have the boonies.
Almost like an Indian reservation type thing.
They could take like an hour and 30 minutes to get to a town.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
Hold on. Somebody's got to learn to be a barber before we do this.
Nah, dude.
My buddy's a barber.
You don't need to learn to be a barber.
Nah, dude. I want that sweet fade before I go out.
And it in a normal civilized society.
Oh, fuck you. Guy, actually, I want to get a haircut in the boonies.
I'll shout him out. His Instagram is... Let me see. Let me just make sure. Sorry.
Oh, hey. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, it's plains.nation.militia. And
that's him?
Oh, I know who he is.
You guys know that guy? Yeah, I train with him. He's my buddy. He's a badass dude. Great cuts. He would definitely be our barber.
I'm down. Because either that or we're shaving my hair with my case knife.
Yeah. So you guys know who that is? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. He follows me. I follow him. It's kind of mutual.
I follow him back.
That's cool.
Now, you guys like, okay, any more ideas? Anything? Because, like, dude, that I covered what I wanted to cover.
Brian, you follow him too, actually. Or he...
I just did.
Oh, okay.
I just did. I mean, as far as like, ideal location would be, I don't know, it'd be so overall setup. It'd be very, very slow. All right, we'll just start from scratch,
like a ranch.
Yeah.
10 people buy a ranch. Okay. I use 10 because it's round numbers. Fuck off. And then easy. They get it established. Cool. They become friends with their neighbors. More neighbors, more neighbors, more neighbors. Establish themselves in the community. Cool. 5 more people move in. Buy some property. Build a house. The thing is you want to be as... And I told Matt this. You want to be as... this is probably a bad example for what I'm about to say, actually. You want to be as, like, friendly to your neighbors. You want to be as, like, hey, you want to be as helpful to your neighbors as you can because you want them on your side. You want to be militant in the good way. Like, you want to be insurgent, I guess. You want to, like, have the populace on your side versus... Oh, those fucking ruffians, those hoodlums, all they came in and they started, you know, doing X, Y, and Z. They're shooting guns at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're blowing shit up on the weekends. They have trash cars. You know, you don't want to have a bad reputation. Right. So I guess my analogy I was going to use is you want to be kind of like the mob or the mafia. It's like you want to help out your community and your local area. So then when somebody does come to cause trouble, whoever that may be, the community still has your back on it. Like, yeah. No, he's a good, they're good people. They helped me. I had a cow get out. They're the first people to come out and help me get him back in, which I don't know if you got fucking 500 out of cows, one getting out really going to be like your top goddamn priority. I don't know. I only have seven. It pisses me off when they do that. But anyway,
dude, cows used to get out into our yard all the time.
Want to talk about cowboy shit, let me tell you some fucking shit. Now we'll skip that part.
But you know, so it's like, oh, we had our. So I don't know. Depending on the area, ranching, farming, whatever. Say it is a heavy farm area. Oh, we had our planter go down. We had a tractor go down. You know, they came and helped us. You know, plow fields. Work acreage. Because just out of the kindness of their heart, they didn't expect anything in return. You know, it's just, you want to be as helpful. So then, like I said before, you have the community on your side, because then when you have more people move in, they'll be like, oh, they're just like, oh yeah, the Brian, Matt, and Connell's friends. Oh, they must be, you know, just like them. Then they don't have a problem with it, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's a bunch of, I don't know, people that, you know, raise hell, praise Dale, it's then they're like, oh, what the fuck, we gotta get the county sheriff out here, and then all of a sudden the sheriff's on your ass about something, and then, you know, X, Y, and Z happens, and you got problems more and more and more. It's just start small, go be gradual with it. And so a little bit of backstory of why I like starting small and befriending everybody is that my shooting range is in a different county. The neighbor of the shooting range gets real happy when he gets to call the county sheriff on me for making too much noise, which is stupid, but whatever. But also the lead sheriff for that county hunts on our property. So pretty much doesn't. Yeah. He's just like, you guys aren't doing anything illegal, you're fine. So it's like, that's why it's important to have the lead law enforcement officer on your side, because then it's like, yeah, whatever. No, it's just them.
They'll have your back.
Yeah. And yeah, like Sassy said, they'll have your back. And then that bleeds further down the line of like, oh, it's an elected sheriff. You elect, you know, you get that guy on your side with ideologies, or you elect somebody who is. And then, oh, hey, you're going to, you know, drill a third pin, or you're going to start a firearms manufacturer, or you want to open a range, or you want to grow hemp. Well, I'll help you get all the processing paperwork through faster. I'll help you fill it out. I'll help you do this. So then you follow the right channels, because I agree with you on certain, you know, I agree with you on the views, and I want you to be able to do as much as you can, you know, legally, without getting any excess and unnecessary attention. I don't know, that's just me rambling, I guess, but
probably
it's just having the people in power on your side helps you. It's the same system that there is now, it's just that we don't have the people in power on our side, you know. It's like the CEOs from Google and Facebook and all these other major companies, they're all buddy-buddy with all the elected officials right now. So pretty much whatever the fuck they want to do, they can get away with. We would just scale that down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To the point where it's like, oh, hey, you're going to do something that doesn't hurt anybody on your own property? Okay, cool. You go do that. That's all it is. It's that simple. Bueller.
Do you think I'm going to follow the law while I'm on my own?
I mean, if you're not breaking the law, like, Yeah, if you can.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah. See, but also, you fuckers need to learn how to drive tractors and swathers and shit hard, like okay? that.
I can drive tractors.
You're making it sound like it's so fucking difficult.
No, no, it was difficult for me because I'm autistic. The... But when I learned, it wasn't that. Hard.
Matt, I used to live on a farm.
I still I'm do. Proud.
Yeah, I still do.
I moved to the...
We had a bull get out this morning. I wanted to shoot myself because I had to deal with the cops and then go ride to the fucking ranch.
Do you guys want to end the recording and just chat?
You guys got anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, I just feel like
final thoughts about this shit.
Final thoughts. I think this is definitely possible. More people we get on board with it, the easier it's going to be. Myself, Zash, would like to keep it here where I live, but if that doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Minnesota would not be
bad.
No, it's too goddamn cold there. A lot of people are going to be like, oh, why can't we just do it in my state?
Then that's the problem.
Because nobody lives there.
That's what we would run into is, oh, why don't we do it in my state? Oh, we should do it in my state. And that, and like I said, that's the issue.
We're already running into that problem in the Discord.
Right. And that's maybe find the freest state that won't give us that many issues. But then that's
right.
That's where the mountains come in of the redoubt.
Oklahoma?
Montana, Idaho, Wyoming.
The redoubt. I think Wyoming is honestly the best option.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Almost everywhere.
Yeah, it's the least population dense. Least likely to be directly affected by it.
Before we do this, guys, go get your wisdom teeth fucking pulled because we're not doing it.
I already had mine pulled.
Yeah,
I have mine hurt like hell right now.
I think anyway, this is a good spot to wrap up.
Plug your shits, boys.
Well, for those listening, we'll keep you updated on any new developments.
Oh, a little announcement. There's a Discord link in my bio. If you want to go hit it, you can join the Liberty County Discord. But we are going to downsize it to a key base once we get people in there. So it'll be a little bit more encrypted. Anyway. Yep. Throw your plugs out there, boys.
All right, guys. It's Big Bad. Hopefully, I didn't ramble on too much. I've only had a couple drinks so far tonight, so I tried to keep everything coherent. No guarantees. You can find me at BigBad_Sep on Instagram. Big Bad Firearms and Big Bad Overland. Also, I do have an outdoors page that me and my buddy run. That is, I don't remember the name off the top of my head, so I just have to leave that one mystery for the next week.
Does it start with Big Bad?
No, it does not.
Oh.
Because I didn't get
well,
to name
it. Well, that's weird.
I wasn't in charge of naming it, so it's not named that.
That's funny. I'm Militarized_Scissors, or just Connell. I just repost memes. It's not great.
You guys can find me on Instagram at MATTY_actual. And I also run our podcast account. It's Tactical Buffalo's Podcast on the gram. I usually just shitpost on there and post about when we recorded an episode and when we release.
I like how that was supposed to be like a group thing and then it was just you.
Yeah, and then I ended up having to do it.
Yeah,
now it's just one of Matt's 6 fucking accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, also
like I'm just randomly. What?
Go follow Yetis_Raiders.
Yep. Is Simp Actual still an account?
No, I changed that. It's just Matty Actual V2.
Also follow Plains.Nation dot Militia.
Sass.
What's up? Oh. It's Sassy's Raiders. You can find me on Instagram, one of those other people on the podcast.
You're more here than like everybody else, so you're not.
Even though I'm more active than everyone else, I'm one of the other people still.
No, Rabbit and those are the other people now.
God fucking damn it.
We almost made it through an entire fucking episode. We were doing the outro. And that was fucking the only time we talked to someone.
Well, at least you know where it's at. Can you do like some little bleep like the cool kids do?
You know how fucking more difficult that is?
I mean, bleeps are cool, bud.
Fucking Matt. We made it so far through the episode without fucking doxing someone. And then you just fuck it all up right as we're about to finish.
Mike Pence got fucked by a horse. A giant horse cock weighs 11 pounds. Let's do this bitch now.
Fuck you, alright?
Thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate it.
All right,
do something
everybody.
Better with your time.
Go home.
Get drunk. Don't drive. Or do. Drive. I don't give a fuck.
Disregard federal regulations.
Live free or die, boys. Just silence. Dun, dun, dun.
Good night.